I went, got myself a pedicure. Fellas, the world opened up to me. They got massaging chairs. They didn't even tell you that, did they? And I got the Super Hachi Tashi Deluxe. And she brought out these warm, hot stones. I texted my wife. I almost left her for this little Chinese lady. She put them hot stones on my calves and on the bottom of my feet. And then she was massaging my feet. I remember thinking, I got to go back and do this again. So fellas, we're adding pedicures on our list this year.
All right. Welcome back to the second episode of, or I guess we could say part two of It's All About You.
Yes.
Talking about self-care. Mm-hmm. So before we get started, I'm going to kind of recap about some things from the last episode.
Okay? What did you do?
All right. So we're talking about talking research. Mm-hmm. And it's self-care activities provide stress relief, boost happiness, boost energy levels, improves focus and clarity. Self-care improves decision. So we want to ensure that you understand, like we said the last episode, self-care is not laziness and it's not selfishness. It's right. Just taking care of you. Yes. So we left off. You had some statistics that you were going to share with us.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you get started.
We're going to call them mantistic. Self-care for men. Let's normalize that. Get some statistics. And we'll get into some things that men and both women, men mm-hmm. and women, can do and just continue that discussion from next week. Here we go. I have some statistics.
Yeah.
Let me show you some of these statistics or tell you some of these statistics. Okay. Mm-hmm. First, surveying National Library of Medicine, it sampled over 1,000 people who were married, and it compared their mental health to people who were unmarried. And by and large, it talked about comparing them to those that are cohabitating or dating. Married individuals had better health. In almost every survey I looked at, had better mental and physical health than those individuals that were in less committed relationships. So commitment is healthy.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with commitment. Why are people running away from it? Because they couldn't find the right one.
And when you think about that, when you talk about cohabitating and then you're talking about marriage, it's easier to leave. And I say it often, people say, it's just a piece of paper. It is, but it ain't.
Right.
You know, you made a vow and it's harder to leave. And so that could be stressful trying to make sure, okay, sometimes it has people walking, I think, on eggshells because they just want to make sure that they stay there. I want to do everything to make that other person happy so they won't leave. And you want to, you want to do that and respect each other anyway in a marriage. But still, in a marriage, I don't have to deal that because you are committed to me. And I know you committed to me because you took that step of making a vow before God to tell me you are here for me, I'm here for you, and I'm here for them.
Yes.
And so I can see that absolutely making a difference and I being can, less stressful.
And I can see why people who make that commitment, and you, like I said, you wondering if somebody's going to stay or go. Mm-hmm. Like, how do they live like that? And every argument, the person's gone and they do this. It may work for some people. I say get married. That's why we get to the podcast. I say get married. Okay. Also, there is a study. And in this study, it talked about, it had men over a 10-year period. It looked at a lot of adults, males over a 10-year period. Specifically, it said after taking major health risk into factors such as age, body fat, smoking, blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, all of that stuff into account, married men had a 46% lower rate of death than unmarried men. Married men live longer. Like, I didn't readily think that, to be honest with you. I'm not saying it was surprising me because I thought married men lived a stressed life, because you hear it all the time. Like, guys, they're single. They're just free, you know, and there's no stress. You're just free. But apparently there's a health stress. Yeah. So, fellas, if you want to live long.
Now, get married to the right person. Because you can get married to the wrong
person. Find you the right person. And hook her up, right? And get her. Okay. So I'm going to just get this last little statistic I had out. Okay. And it talked about the happiness rate with married and non-married and children, no children. The basic point is I was shocked that in a lot of sense, women just seem to have happiness figured out. I'm not going to get into all the numbers, but women were happier people. And so I thought that women were extra miserable about stuff that's going on. Just, it seems like when you look on TV, they're always like mad and angry about something.
You have to quit watching TV. TV is not real world.
Oh. It's not unless it's real world. That's a 90s show. You remember that show? All right. So absolutely. So women were really happy. And then there was a happiness gap. In general, men and women were surveyed through the Stigler Center in Chicago. 30% happiness gap between married and unhappy people. I mean, married and unmarried people. So if people automatically feel that somehow you're going to have less happiness when you get married, that's just not the fact. Marriage is not holding you back from being happy. Marriage is not a bad thing. No matter what people tell you, it's not better to be single than to be married. If singleness is what you're in, you can be more happy than anybody.
That's right.
But when you cross over, if you find the right one, mm-hmm. it can be so beautiful and it can be so great.
But whether you are single or you are married, you need to make sure you're working yourself.
Yes.
You need to make sure you're taking care of self-care, no matter what. Because if you're single and unhappy, you'll be married and unhappy. If you're married and unhappy, you're going to find yourself single.
So can we talk about ways to get men happy?
Yeah, what
I didn't
self-care for me.
Just want to make sure you were still on board with men having some happiness.
Listen.
Yes,
and a lot of it kind of intertwines when we talk about women and men. I don't know if I specifically talked about
you didn't, but we're finna get into that right now. You know, and loading this in our part two.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right.
So are you gonna talk about what men and or some of the things?
I've talked to all men on the planet Earth. Did you see the episode? What Men Want, episode number 3, for those that want to go back and listen to it. Okay. And since I talked to all of them, I know we won't.
Okay.
If we could have time for self-care.
Okay.
First of all, this is what we're asking. Mm-hmm. We need time to get these things done. So we need some help because we're doing a lot around the house too. And a lot of men are working. And in some aspects, men are the first person to get that second job in the house. Yeah. I know in our house, if it came to the point where somebody has to get another job, it's going to be me because I need to be there for my family. And right. So they need time and they need support.
Okay.
They need people as well. So, you know, we could use some help with those things. And these are some of the things that we would do. Okay. So first, we would look at something like exercise.
Okay.
A lot of men want time to exercise, whether it's getting in the gym, whether it's running. It could be, you know, like I said, boxing after within like some of these little things, doing some 3-on-3 basketball, you know, joining a league.
Okay.
Any type of activity that can get us moving, fellas, we need a little more than that. And that's when I talk to every person on the planet, a lot of guys wanted more time for physical activity.
Okay.
I would also say we want time to take that physical activity and, you know, say do like outdoor stuff. So hiking, right? I know some people do rock climbing. Mm-hmm. Things we can get outdoors because men want to go outdoors. Okay. Men want to be able to go deer hunting, right? My brother loves to deer hunt.
All men want to go.
All of them. Well, no. No, not all men. Okay. But this is just one of the aspects of what I talked to all men, right? So doing some of the hobbies they love to do, like hiking, fishing, hunting, right? Men want to be able to do that because some of those things take them away for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So when they do deer hunting, it take them on a deer hunting trip.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have to be away from their wife for a little bit, and they don't want to feel bad about doing it. They want to be able to go, okay?
And a lot of that, probably something they would do beforehand. And so it's definitely okay because if I'm asking them, then sure, I'm going to ensure that as well. So,
because you're being fair.
I'm being fair, yeah.
Right. So, men need time for outdoor activity. Okay. We need time for exercise, and we need time to relax. Right, like mm-hmm. watch a movie, decompress,
okay.
play the video games. Video games are a big part of life for a lot of guys.
Right.
You know, not necessarily for me.
Mm-hmm. You like sport.
I like sports, so I would definitely like to go catch a game, you know, go to a live sporting event sometimes, or even watch a game without having to do something. Just watch it, and it ain't long, just 3.5 hours.
So when do you go from self-care?
That's not neglect. I haven't even went there yet. We just still finishing my list. We gonna get to neglect on your list. This is where does that come from? Why does the energy have to go?
Anyway,
okay, we talking about sports, games,
right?
Our friends.
Right.
Some guys may want to go out with their friends. Okay, but when they go out, they get these side looks, and maybe they feel a little guilty sometimes. Like, man, I'm leaving and. Or maybe spouse. I don't know.
Okay.
Just if you know, I talk to every guy, so this can vary in different ways. Okay? Okay. But you know, when it comes to decompressing, getting active, and doing things, but a lot of guys would also like time to just relax.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's getting up in the morning and not having to like necessarily leave and get out to bed, but they can get them a cup of coffee, watch the news. You know, a lot of guys like to watch the news. Something for me, I'm learning that at times, even something like this podcast can be an outlet of some relaxation, right? And if I don't focus it in the right way, where it seems like it's a task with deadlines and stuff, then it moves towards stressful. And then it feels more like work. So you always want to be relaxed and do things you enjoy. You know, that's why I'm doing this. I enjoy this. So that is a lot of the things that guys like to do. A lot of things that women like to do too. We like to do reading. We like to, you know, take care of our health. But I think all of that stuff. Oh, and guys want to be able to go to the spas too sometimes, you know.
Get the hashi-tash.
So fellas, let me tell you what happened on my daddy day. Gave myself a daddy day. And I had always heard about like guys that would get a pedicure. And I'm like, I ain't getting no pedicure. Everybody mess with my toes. But about 2 or 3 years ago, I took a daddy day.
Yes,
and amongst the other things, I said, I'm going to go to the nail place. My wife told me where to go. I went, got myself a pedicure. Fellas, the world opened up to me. They got massaging chairs. They didn't even tell you that, did they? And I got the Super Hachi Tashi Deluxe. And she brought out these warm, hot stones. I text my wife. I almost left her for this little Chinese lady. She put them hot stones on my calves and on the bottom of my feet. And then she was massaging my feet. I remember thinking, I got to go back and do this again. So fellas, we're adding pedicures on our list for wants this year. Okay. Gift cards. Father's Day is right around the corner. We need to have a Father's Day episode. What men want for Father's Day? Because we not taking ties and cups this year. We taking mani-pedis. Yes. Do you get them? Yeah, I'm getting what you got. Okay, that's my list.
Okay, well, to be honest with you, I think we had already gone kind of went.
Okay.
But the thing I did want to talk about that is I was looking up. I had highlight, and it talked about being a mother and being somebody's wife. Sometimes physical health can be on a back burner. So everybody else, you're making sure they have their appointment. And you need to make sure that you go to yours. You need to make sure you get those yearly checkups, those mammograms, those things for yourself.
Yeah.
Because when you are healthy, when you're tired, can't be the best that you can be for yourself and also for those who, you know, depend on you.
Right.
So another thing that you said, exercise, another thing that you talked about was...
Yeah, we're going to get fit. We can get our sexy back. Get our sexy back. Y'all going to remember why y'all married us.
I'm thinking, I love this. Sleep.
Yes, you do.
Getting enough sleep. Just being able to sleep.
Kind of like, love sleep.
Like baby girl said, my downtown can just be just like laying around and sleeping and doing nothing. Like sometimes my downtown, I just don't want to think about nothing. Yeah. I don't want to have to think and make decisions, anything. And I think sometimes because we find ourselves with a calendar, we do this, we make sure this time the activity, the appointment is this time. Sometimes you just don't think.
Yes.
And so that can definitely help us talk about journaling and I think depending on what's going on, it talked about therapy. Talked about that.
Yeah.
Taking time for your hobbies and your and those things. And it can be a spa day where you just go in and you relax. Just like you said, getting your nails done, getting your toe done, just sitting, relaxing, watching TV. You said listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
I've learned that some of they listen to certain podcasts, audio, just
relax.
Whatever you need to do to just rejuvenate.
Well, I'm going to tell you something else that I thought about. And I think it goes good, and we can use this for the end of this particular portion or whatever.
Hold on. We did say quality time with friends. I think I said that on the last, but I'm going
to repeat it.
Definitely. Quality time with your friends. If you have siblings, spend some time with your sisters and your brothers to make sure that that relationship is fair. Spend time with them.
Right.
To kind of reconnect. And sometimes you will realize that that gave you a boost of energy itself. And so.
Yeah. Like we get together and we be like, we need to have a cousin's day.
Yeah.
Don't you remember, no matter who you talk to, everybody can remember the childhood with their cousins. Yeah. Like, right? Like, call your cousins and have a cousin day.
Yeah.
Because you'll find yourself laughing and smiling. When you being frustrated and you looking over at Mario and he getting on your nerves, but when you and your cousins get together and y'all talk about all the funny stories about how you used to put the thing around your neck and run around like a superwoman. Yeah, those stories. Inside joke.
Yeah.
Right. So this is something I was thinking about. Another thing you can do, this is free of charge. This is good stuff right here. If you can find a way to put it in your budget. Try to outsource some of these headaches. If you get away from having to do everything, it will give you a chance to do some things for yourself, like self-care. So, for example, maybe you have to hire somebody to do the yard.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't afford that. That may not be an option. But if you can and you can get somebody, then maybe that frees up every other Saturday morning that you used to spend mowing the yard.
Yeah, and how long, let's talk about the length of time. How long did it take to actually mow the yard?
Oh, took you a long time probably. Because you're out there, you're mowing, you're pulling weeds, and then you got the edge, and you're edging it all up, and you're doing hedges, and Lord, if it's wintertime and you raking leaves, I hate raking leaves.
Yeah, I know.
With a passion, right? So you can outsource something like that. You can outsource, even sometimes people have somebody come in and clean their home and somebody come in for 1 or 2 days, maybe a week. Some people have been able to do that.
Yeah. Just some like people deep clean.
Do a deep clean once a month.
Yeah.
Right. So if you can find a way to outsource certain aspects of your life that been a headache and it takes a lot, then maybe that'll free you up for self-care. And we just have to see how vitally important that is to our relationships. Remember, if you can find time for your personal health, it's just going to help the overall health of your relationships. And for purpose of this podcast, especially your marriage, it can help for a healthy marriage.
Married.
Yeah. How do you like that? Not that. Okay,
so,
great.
So now, when does self-care, like how do you navigate it so it doesn't turn? because we kind of talked about
Yes, yes. This is the perfect time because at first it was inappropriate of you because you came in while I was talking about my manliness. But now this is the appropriate time, so I don't feel, I'm sorry, fellas of the world. We don't feel like ours doesn't matter.
Because sometimes people are taking just my time, but then when does it come neglect?
Well, it can be neglectful when it overruns certain priorities that you just have to have, right? Like somebody's legitimately got to pick our kids up from school. Mm-hmm. Somebody has legitimately got to fix dinner. So if we can't find a way to navigate and put all those things together and things are starting to be neglected, then, you know, in our things that we have to have, then all of a sudden we are taking too much time. Because there are women out here. I use women for an example because I don't care who's listening. 9 times out of 10, it's the women that's getting the short end of the stick on this stuff. And these women are dealing with guys that don't want to come home, sometimes don't want to help, don't want to do their part. And the women are stressed out. Well, for him, maybe he's doing like things that we're talking about here, like spending time with his friends, self-care. But everything has to be within proper proportion. Imbalance, you know, everything in moderation. And if he or she, I guess, is leaving all of the tasks to you and neglecting things that was going to make the home better, then it's definitely gone too far.
Right. Or if gone 3 girl trips that year, you ain't went on nothing with your spouse.
Or my boys. Or but my
Or you hadn't gone, you know, it's like, now listen. Again, the same energy that you're putting into that, you know, and so let's not use it. I just need that time. Well, we need time.
See, somewhere it's a woman right now who liked this podcast, and she said, man, I had 3 girls trips planned, and now my husband gonna hear it. Y'all are these girl trips. But women need to have sometimes, and men need to have men time, and y'all need to sit down and make sure that you all have a circle of people that you can trust and go places with, and it does not negatively impact your marriage. Yeah. And if it's somebody, because let me just say this for the record. If it's somebody, I don't care who they are, and I believe they are going to negatively impact my marriage or even give the perception that I'm not doing what I should be doing. I'm not doing nothing with them. Yeah. I'm not going on no self-care trip. They ain't even going to be able to come and get them little stones at the pedicure place with me.
Listen, and one thing, I'm going to tell you one thing that my mom did tell us. That, you know, even though we were up and we were cleaning things, it may not have been spotless. When you came, you're like, oh, the house, you know, the house is clean. But it was also lit.
Yeah.
It's an understanding that you come to my house, I mean, it may not be spotless. It ain't going to be, it's not fast.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's lit. And so that's totally okay.
It is. You know. It is. It is.
Because I used to wonder, how do some people, they have just, it's so clean. Well, then, am I spending all of that time trying to make sure I'm washing all these baseboards and I'm making sure everything, and then, what am I missing?
Right.
And not just self-care, but with family and the relationship that I'm in. And so, just like you said, and then, so.
I think that's a really good place to stop. I do think that I think one of the best things I heard the whole day was when you said, we can start out just by talking to the importance of it with our children. I don't think there was even anything on this podcast that was bad. It couldn't be shared with a kid. Because if we have those talks with them, like one day they're going to be where we're at. Mm-hmm. And they need to already start putting into practice things that can help them. That's one thing I'm definitely going to take away from this. Verbalize. Yeah.
Children without partners. It's okay. Hey. When you run in, mama, da, da, da. And it's like, hey, listen, give me about 20 minutes, go back here. Because it may have been just a tough day, and you're just like, oh, for sure, they're going to be talking to me. And then they say, because right now, I still got all this stuff going. And then you come back and be like, listen, I'm sorry, I just had to go back there just because I wanted to make sure I listened to everything that you had to tell, you know.
That's right.
And so just being able to communicate when you need that to yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great episode. High five. Yep, now we're finna each go take us some self care because it's spring break.
It's spring break. Yeah. I'm gonna do absolutely.
the great word of nothing when it comes to relaxing. Not going to do anything, no thinking, right?
No thinking.
Listen, we want to thank everyone for joining our podcast. I expressed to some people, we had a great Facebook Live that we did, a lot of feedback. So we thank them for that on this past Friday. Our webpage is Love Ain't Magic Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really, really good time. And so we thank our listeners for that. And we told them that we were now in 6 countries and that we've been doing really good. You can find us and you can help us by going.
Facebook.
Yes.
And I know we have.
That's because I be trying to do stuff so that you can have some self-care time. Right. So, for a long time now, actually. For better since we started. First day we started. All right. So, yes. And so I want to thank you all for the Anna YouTube channel. Anna, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Anna YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel. So you can catch us at any of your podcast locations. But if you're on Apple, please leave us a review. Thank you, Apple listeners. When we look at the analysis, most of our listeners have been coming through Apple Podcasts. Spotify, we're on Spotify as well. Amazon Music, if you're on Apple, you may have to scroll all the way down to find where you review and then leave us a 5-star review. That's going to help the algorithms put us to other people who may want to hear this information. If you're on Spotify, we're kind of up toward the top. Rate us and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Until next time, every Tuesday, this is Love Ain't Magic.